ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is smile. S-M-I-L-E.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples tonight. Squire Fenneman?
Yes, sir.
Who's placed a try for the $2,000?
Well, we invited some women painters and some prize fighters to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Amy Bordeaux and Mr. Watson Jones. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Right on the lady, Mrs. Amy Bordeaux, is that right? What kind of a name? Is that a French name?
That is.
I see. Watson Jones, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones, right?
Yes.
What's your hometown, Watson?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Born here?
Born here.
Where? Wrigley Field?
No, Mission Road, General Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's a handy place to be born in. Do you have any titles at all, Watson?
The state, California State Light Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, well, that's quite a distinction, huh? That's a pretty handy title, isn't it? Have you fought East in New York? A
few times.
Did you fight in the garden?
That's what I'm working up to now.
Oh. I fight in my garden every morning, but I can't... can't get rid of the caterpillars, huh? Amy, you're a painter, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
What are some of the things you paint?
Well, I paint landscape and flowers, figure studies. And abstraction.
Now, what's an abstraction? I know what a subtraction is.
Well, an abstraction is when you represent your subject by capturing the essential character of it and expressing it in an aesthetic organization.
Watson, what's your attitude on that piece? You think you ought to take a poke at her now or just wait?
I wouldn't have you after her attitude about prize fighters.
Amy, I've often wondered, do you have to have any special talent to paint?
Well, you'd have to have a knowledge of form and distance.
Well, I have a pretty good knowledge of form, all right. And if there's one around, I'll find some way to shorten the distance. Suppose I don't even know how to draw a straight line, then what?
Well, straight lines aren't always desirable in art, do you?
Nor in any place else.
The curve has great beauty, you know.
Oh, Amy. Amy, I'm just curve happy, that's all. Mina, what are you smiling at, huh? Did that curve get you too?
Huh? I love the way you do your eyes.
Why, Mr. Watson, I didn't know you cared. Well, we have a prize fight on the lady artist. You have a lot in common. When it's all over, you both wind up on the canvas. Where do you do most of your mayhem?
Oh, in Los Angeles.
Where do you do your fighting? Huh?
At the Olympic, Hollywood Legion, and Ocean Park, San Francisco, Oakland.
How do you get fights? Do you write nasty letters to people?
No, my manager gets them for me.
He gets the fights?
Yeah.
Oh, he writes the nasty letters. Do you take any match your manager arranges, or do you inspect your opponent first?
No, I don't. I'll leave that up to him. He knows his business very well.
I'm sure he does. You don't catch him in the ring. No fool he. Eh? What fights have you had recently, and how'd you make out?
Well, I've been fighting. This is my fifth comeback, and I've been fighting for about 17 years now.
Really?
And I made my last comeback about 6 months ago, and I've been doing very well. I've had four fights, and I've...
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean by comeback? Did you retire at that time?
Well, not exactly. They just give you up for...
You just got bored with the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. and he told me, "See, you're washed up. You're done for."
Well, you don't look like you're washed up.
Huh? I don't feel washed up either.
What do you think of Sugar Ray Robinson? Would you care to tackle with him?
I would love it.
Why?
Money.
Well, you fooled me. I thought you were just a dreamer, that's all. Now you're going to play your bet your life. In just 1 minute, you'll have a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. But first, I want you to pay close attention to something important.
No matter where you look, no matter how many new cars you ride and drive, you'll never find a value to compare with the beautiful new DeSoto. Remember that if you're thinking of buying a new car. You'll never find a value to compare with the new DeSoto. Here is the greatest car DeSoto ever built. DeSoto lets you drive without shifting. DeSoto gives you big, safe 12-inch brakes, comfortable chair-high seats. And DeSoto offers you waterproof ignition, safety rim wheels, cradled ride, feather-light steering. Yes, and this year, 32 additional new features have been added. Features like the amazing new Auraflow shock absorbers, which turn the roughest road into a boulevard. Features like new bigger windshield and window area. And, of course, new long, low body line. No wonder folks everywhere are saying, here is the greatest car DeSoto ever built. No matter where you look, no matter how many new cars you ride and drive, you'll never find a value to compare with the new DeSoto. See it. Drive it. You'll want it. The beautiful new DeSoto is now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low-priced field.
You ready? Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. Would you mind explaining the rules, then?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions.
Talk slow, yeah.
And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question at the end of the show.
All right, now let's see you make out in the quiz. You selected Rivers of the World, is that right?
Yes.
Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to try?
About 18.
What is it?
18. What is the name of the great Egyptian river upon which Cleopatra sailed her barge?
The Nile.
The Nile is right.
A good choice. You have $38.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of the 38 you going to try?
25.
All right. Paris is on a river. What is the name of it?
Seine.
The Seine is right. I went swimming there once. I was insane. How much of the 63 you going to bet?
No. No use of being guppies.
40.
Okay.
$40. The largest river in the world is in South America. What is it?
The Amazon.
The Amazon is right. I've been out with many an Amazon in my time.
Now you stand at
$103. They had about 3 years bigger than river. What was that?
Just $103. They have $103.
All right. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much is $103?
Will you say how much? How much?
$3.
Oh. Let's say $50.
Okay.
How much you betting?
Well, is that all right with you? What have you said?
$50. Okay, here we go. $53, they're betting.
$53?
What is the chief river of China? Nanking and Hangzhou are on its bank.
The Yangtze.
Yangtze is right. Put it there.
You wound up with $156.
Thanks from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, we selected a housewife and a gentleman with an unusual occupation from among the volunteers in our audience. And here they are, Mrs. Flavia Camerata and Mr. Leo Tech Shaw. Come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see, Mrs. Flavia Camerata, and Mr. Leo Tech Shaw. Mr. Shaw, you've got three names. Which one shall I use tonight?
Just call me Tech.
Texas. What part of Minnesota are you from, sir?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Flavia Camerata, eh? That's an odd name, isn't it? What does it stand for?
Well, Camerata, that's an Italian name. And
Italian name?
Yes, it is Italian.
What do you mean by Italian name? You're not even wearing one. What do you mean by it?
Well, it's Italian.
It's a connecting rod? Is that what you mean?
No, he's Italian descent. But
Italian, I thought you, you'll pardon me, I thought you said Italian, and I didn't know. You had knocked that L out of that word there. It just wasn't clicking with me, that's all. Where are you from, Flavia?
I'm from Marysville, Pennsylvania. I was born in the swamp.
You were born in the swamp?
Yes.
Don't tell me your mother was an alligator. What were you doing in the swamp, Flav? I'll just call you Flav, huh? That's a tie-in name.
That's where my mother and father lived. They had a little...
Your folks lived in a swamp?
Oh, yes. They had a little farm down there, and it was... The ground was muck. It was good ground, and they raised the onions, and Mom used to pull the weeds, and... They got along just fine down there, though.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jeff. Have you ever had the urge to go back and visit the old home swamp?
Oh, yes. I was back there last year.
And could you find it?
Oh, yes. It's a great big place now. They call it Time-Consuming Dam now.
Well, Flav, that sounds like a very, very interesting place to spend the summer. And you look mighty nice in that outfit. Is that a new outfit you've got on?
Oh, no. I've had this dress about 2 or 3 years.
Is that so? It doesn't look it. It looks brand new.
Well, I've only worn it twice. I got it dry cleaned last year. special occasion, but I always wore a jacket.
You only wore a jacket?
Oh, yeah. Because my husband had a motorcycle. And we used to go on a motorcycle.
Bob, you've got me down in that swamp now. You say you had this dress cleaned last year because you wore a jacket and your husband has a motorcycle, huh? That's a nice logical sentence, isn't it? Huh? Now, do you mind if I break that down into small pieces?
Go on.
Why did you have the dress cleaned last year?
Well, I wanted to go out on a special occasion, but I never got a chance to.
Why not?
Well, there wasn't any place to go. No.
You still have the motorcycle?
Oh, no. I made my husband sell it. He almost killed himself.
Where is he now?
Oh, he's living.
Well, Tex, let's stagger back to you. Now, you were chosen because of your unusual occupation. Just what is it?
I operate Barter Unlimited.
What do you mean, Barter Unlimited? What is that?
It's an association by which all of its affiliates get that which they wish from their fellow affiliates without actual cash outlay. Each Jones gets work from Brown or Good from Smith or something else from Green and pay each other through the medium of checks which they get from us. In such a way, I repeat, that everyone gets what they wish without money.
Were you born in a swamp, too? As I understand it, Tex, Barter Unlimited is a sort of a swap shop idea. Is that it? Does it really work? Is it practical?
Oh, it does indeed. We have all types of services. Everything from A, accountants, attorneys, auto repairmen, right on through the alphabet, the X, Y, Z. Uh-huh.
Flavia, are you rested now?
Oh, yes.
Well, let's continue, shall we? How long have you been married, Flavia?
Going on 20 years.
Well, for a girl that's married 20 years, you've cut quite a figure up there. Huh? I can't keep calling you Flavia. What does your husband call you?
Grandma.
A young babe like you, he calls Grandma? Why?
Because I'm Grandma.
You are a grandma?
That's right.
Well, you're only a child. How old are you?
34.
Now, how could you be a grandma at 34?
Just like anybody else becomes a grandma.
Not just anyone, Flavia. I doubt if I'll ever become a grandma. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Nerve-wracking, but pleasant. Huh? Now, if you want to, you can compliment me, you know.
Go ahead. Say something nice about me.
Nice talking to you.
What's that?
It's been nice talking to you.
You found it pleasant?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed your pictures when I was a little kid back home.
Ah, there's a woman for you. A grandmother who enjoyed my pictures when she was a baby. Certainly, farthest north in compliments. Well, you must certainly make an unusual couple, and with the three of us in the same room, there would never be a lull in the conversation. Now you're going to play your bet your life. Run your $20 no more than our other couples, and you'll get a crack at the $2,000 question. Mr. Fenneman is off stage to remind our listeners how much the first couple won.
The woman painter and the prize fighter won $156.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bring you $20. You selected creators of style and beauty products. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to try?
$10.
$10. What is Lily Dashay designed for women?
It's perfume.
No, I'm sorry. It's hats. But when you reduce to $10, when are you going for $2,000? That's the important money. How much of the 10 are you going to bet this time?
Eight.
What does Helena Rubinstein supply the ladies with?
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics is right.
Well, you're on your way back again. You have $18.
And here's your third question. How much are the 18?
15.
What is Rosenblum designed for women?
Oh,
like
a big department
store, then. Clothing, apparel.
Well, I think I think we ought to give it home. It's suits and dresses.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
How much have they got?
They have $33.
Now, is your last chance to be the other couples. How much is the 33?
25.
25. What does I.J. Fox supply the ladies with?
Fur.
Fur is right.
And you wind up with $58.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
We invited his secretary and her boss's wife to the program tonight, and here they are. Mrs. Lily Forsythe, the wife, and Miss Marjorie LaRocque, the secretary. Girls, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Lily Forsythe? Is that the way you pronounce it? Forsythe or Forsythe? Huh?
Forsythe.
Anyhow, Miss Marjorie LaRocque, is that right?
Yes, I'm the secretary.
You're a secretary. What's your age?
I'm 21.
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
The secretary, well, that's a pretty fancy job for a 21-year-old girl, isn't it? Who do you work for, Marjorie?
I work for John Forsythe. That's Mrs. Forsythe's husband.
Oh, you're John's secretary, huh? Then, Lily, you must be John's other wife, huh? Well, what do you know about that, huh? What kind of business is Honest John in, Marge?
He's an insurance broker.
And you think I called him Honest John. I'll just call you Marge, eh?
What does your boss call you, Margie or Rocky?
He calls me Mr. Rock.
Even when you're alone?
Yeah.
When you're all alone? Margie, how long have you known Johnny Boy?
2 years.
2 years. And how long have you known him, Lily?
18 years.
You probably know him as well as she does, huh? Who do you think knows a man better, his wife or his secretary, Margie?
Well, the wife.
What's your opinion, Mrs. Forsythe?
Well, I think the secretary.
Why do you say that?
Well, I've had experience with both.
Were you his secretary before you got married?
No, I wasn't.
Well, let's say who knows a man better, his wife or his secretary. Lily, does your husband ever take you out to lunch?
No.
Why not?
He's too busy.
Margie, what about you? You ever go out to lunch with the boys?
Occasionally.
He's an insurance man, all right. He has two policies, one for his wife and one for his secretary. Lily, does John ever work late at night?
Oh, yes, very often.
Why, that gay dog. What sort of excuses does he use when he calls to tell you he has to work late?
Usually just that he's involved with a good prospect.
Marty, you don't mind working late every night at the office, do you?
I don't work at night.
You mean he's got another girl? Why, this is preposterous. He treats the secretary like he does his wife. Lily, since the secretary's right here, do you have any idea where your husband is tonight?
Yes, he's here in the audience.
He's playing it safe, eh? He can't tell his wife he's at the office because his wife knows where his secretary is. And he can't tell his secretary he's home because his secretary knows where his wife is. So he came with both of them. He's got the courage of a lion. Where is he? Come on, John. Stand up. Audience, wouldn't you like to hear this man defend himself? Come down here, John Forsythe. We've got the goods on you. We're going to get to the bottom of this if it takes all night. My name is Marks, Mr. Forsythe. Glad to meet you, Mr. Forsythe. You know, I admire a man like you. You must have nerves of steel. Now, I want you to explain in detail exactly why you're never at home or at the office at night.
Well, in addition to my business, I have a number of other activities.
The plot's getting thicker, huh?
Member of the board of the Hollywood YMCA, have to attend those meetings. The board of the Hollywood Coordinating Council, the Hollywood Junior Chamber of Commerce. Hold office also in the Hollywood Wilshire District of the Campfire Girls.
You say you're an officer in the Campfire Girls?
I'm a finance chairman.
Gad, what a man. It isn't just one girl that keeps him out at night. It's a whole troop of them. John, have a cigar. I finally met my master. Well, John, I take it all back what I said about you. You're doing a wonderful job in the civic life of the community. And you certainly make an interesting triangle. I hope all three of you are very happy together. And now you're going to play your bet to life. And since it wouldn't be fair to the other couples to have three of you answering the questions, John, you can sit down over there and root for both of them. Lily, you and Marge must run your $20 into more than our other couples. Can't tell you how much they won, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The woman painter and the prize fighter are still leading with $156.
All right, here we go. Let's see how I can bid you $20. You selected friends and companions. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 would you try?
18.
17. 1750. 1750. With a woman, it's always a bargain basement. What was the name of Robinson Crusoe's faithful companion?
Friday.
Friday is right.
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $37.50.
Why, Fenneman, you're outdoing yourself mathematically.
At night school.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of your $37.50 are you going to risk?
36.
36, huh? What was the name of Sherlock Holmes' friend and confidant?
Dr. Watson.
Dr. Watson is absolutely correct.
You have $73.50 now.
Lily, you must lead a lonely life at home, but you certainly brush up on these this trivia. Here's your third question. How much are you going to bet?
73.
The Three Musketeers were led by the best swordsman in all of France. What was his name? I'm sorry. D'Artagnan, you know, the bell is rung. How much do they got?
50 cents.
How much are you going to bet?
50 cents, I thought.
All right. Tom Sawyer had a pal who spent much of his time adventuring on the Mississippi River. What was his name?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry Finn is right.
Well, you'll wind up with $1.
We got to give him another question. Okay, here's one chance to win some money. Get this one right and we'll give you $10. No help in the audience, please. It's a tough question. Where was the St. Louis woman from? St. Louis is right.
Up with $1, And that means that the lady painter and the prize fighter, with $156, gets the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 quiz.
Thanks, and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth deal. Thanks, and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth deal. Now, in just 1 minute, I'll ask a big question, but first, here's something of interest to everyone.
Not far from where you live is a businessman who is very proud to be a part of your community, proud of his reputation for fair and square dealing. He's the DeSoto Plymouth dealer in your neighborhood, and he wants you to know that you're always welcome when you walk through his doors. He considers it a pleasure to show you the two great new cars he sells, the beautiful new DeSoto and the handsome new Plymouth. Your DeSoto Plymouth dealer is proud of the fine line of used cars he sells, too. Really top values in many makes and models. And, of course, he wants you to see his service shop, where master technicians use the most modern equipment there is to keep your car in top running condition. And you'll notice the folks who work in the shops, offices, and showroom of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer not only believe in courtesy, they practice it. Yes, that's the DeSoto Plymouth dealer in your neighborhood. Whether you come in for a new car, for a used car, for service on your present car, or just to pass the time of day, you're always welcome wherever you see the familiar sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the lady painter and the prize fighter all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
Here we go for $2,000. We'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. Near Nashville, Tennessee, there is a beautiful mansion called the Hermitage. It was the home of one of our most colorful presidents. For $2,000, which president?
Roosevelt.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Andrew Jackson. Correct answer is Andrew Jackson, so that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won quite a lot of money in the quiz. How much did they win, George?
$156.
Well, that's not so bad. Congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $2,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember... Just be sure to visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good drivers drive safe cars. Check your car. Check accidents. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman, signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.